This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations says at least 44 people were killed, more than 130 wounded in the airstrike late Tuesday at a migrant detention camp outside the Libyan capital. VOA's Heather Murdoch visited the scene.
They're all travelers trying to go to Europe to claim refugee status. Most of them are arrested as they are rescued from the sea. As you know, the boats that refugees take across the Mediterranean Sea into Europe are often deadly and often go down. And so a lot of people have told me that their ship was going down. The Libyan Coast Guard rescued them and then brought them to this detention center where they cannot leave.
The chairman of the African Union Commission called for all sides to ensure the safety of civilians, especially detained migrants, while demanding an independent investigation of the air attack. At the morgue in the Libyan capital, bodies were wrapped and prepared for forensic examination while injured people in the hospital were treated, some barely conscious. Survivors said the attack was about 11:30 Tuesday evening and that they regularly heard drones hovering over the detention compound in recent weeks. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran will take what he calls the next step in increasing its uranium enrichment over the weekend. U.S. President Trump took the United States out of the Iran nuclear agreement. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
President Hassan Rouhani has warned European partners in its faltering nuclear deal that the Islamic nation would increase its enrichment of uranium to any amount that we want, putting pressure on them to offer a way around intense U.S. sanctions targeting the country. Authorities on Monday had acknowledged Iran has broken through a limit placed on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. An increasing stockpile and higher enrichment closes the estimated one-year window Iran would need to produce enough